This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
All right, the shad rig reports are still coming in. This one says they still have the spec in redfish rigs. In the original packing, 20-pound mono, one pack still has a price tag, 23 cents. The paint is flaking off. I'm hanging on to that. That is certainly a collector's item. But I'm finding out there's a lot of them. The Lafayette Yakka says a shad rig and a gold spoon or a must in your tackle box, and they're a lot cheaper than the new exotics. He says you can get them from H&H. And a variety of sizes. So lots of good info on shad rigs. Daryl Carpenter joins us now, RealScreamersFishing.com. Daryl, you ever fish with a shad rig? I'm sure you have.
It's not my most popular, but, I mean, when I did, usually it was homemade rigs that we made up ourselves.
Yeah, it's easy to make them up. But, boy, I'll tell you what, they sold those things off the charts, man, in its heyday. And they still got them out from what I'm hearing.
Oh, look, and they're still using the heck out of them, especially with these white trout. I mean, it's... The white trout have moved in like crazy. And, you know, you get into the deeper water on some of the reefs, some of the drop-offs, and you're catching some nice-sized white trout. I mean, you know, something you can make a fillet out of. You get like, on a bridge around, you know, all the green lights and all they put on a new fishing bridge around Grand Isle. You're up there, you're catching 4 to 6 inch white trout, and you're catching them left and right. But the beautiful part is, Don, if you want to talk about the high spot, I guess Ride the Bull's coming at just the right time, because those guys that are up there catching those 4 and 6 inch white trout are doing it on shad rigs and sabiki rigs. Then they're turning right back around, throwing them on the bottom on their big surf rods, and the bull reds are stacked in there like cardboard right now. It's bull red after bull drum after bull red after bull red. I mean, it's tough in that pass right now to be a fish.
Well, let's hope it holds out, which I'm thinking it will. Daryl, as far as finding those white trout, Robbie said the best places to look over on his part of the state where he fishes, over oyster reefs, some of the deeper drop-offs. How about around Grand Isle? Where would you concentrate if you specifically want to get out and target some of those white trout?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing, Don. It's, you know, like you get on things like the Independence Reef, the Raising Cane's Reef, and you've got a significant amount of white trout. They're not all that big because you're still talking 4-6 foot of water. You get up in the marsh into some of those deeper holes, like, you know, the Palmetto Bay area, the Bay Rambo area, those areas. And it seems as though if you hit those drop-offs, that's when you catch your bigger fish. Now, if you really want some big white trout, it's coming up into that season, too. You just continue fishing the rigs after everything else closes down. And you know, there you're catching 3 and 4 pound white trout. But yeah, we've got a ton of them. But it seems to be that under the lights, you know, at night, you've got the handicap fishing pier, you've got the fishing pier over the pass. If you want the numbers, they're going to be a lot smaller fish. But if you want free crab bait, go hit those lights at night.
Absolutely. Darryl, I've been getting a lot of complaints from your area about sharks. And the people ask, well, what are they going to do? When are they going to do something? You know, they relax some of the regulations, but other than just leaving when they find you, what else can you do?
Well, there's nothing you can do about sharks. Look, we've complained for years and years that we're definitely overpopulated with dolphins. And people, you know, you got this old theory that, hey, you know, the dolphins run the sharks off. No, they don't. Just last week we were fishing. We've got dolphin chasing our trout on the surface. You're scooting the trout across the surface trying to get him away from a dolphin stealing it. And out of nowhere, here comes a daggum bull shark, knocks a dolphin out the way and takes your fish. It's, look, you know, and then sometimes conservation can go too far. And this is one of those things. But if you ask, what can you do? The state of Louisiana recognized it a long time ago that our sharks were getting out of control, and they've upped the limits. We got to start harvesting some of them. You know, bring a dedicated shark rock. You got a problem with a shark, throw you a drift line out there with a bait on it. Start harvesting some of them. They actually are fairly, I don't like the way they smell, but they're fairly, really good table fare, especially if you like to grill and smoke stuff. Got the texture of the meat's more like a steak or something like that. But you've even got a couple of charter captains now that are trying to help out. I mean, a couple of them have added shark trips to their repertoire. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to know what you can do, the state's trying to help you. They up the limits. Start taking some of them out of the water.
I tell you what, some of the best fights I've had have been on bull sharks.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And hammerheads and others.
Oh, the hammerhead is it's like catching a 300-pound stingray. They're really bad one now. Now, I would say probably my most amazed was, I guess, about a 12-foot tiger shark we caught. That was, you want to fight, hook into a mature tiger shark.
Wait, I want to fight I can win. I don't want to lose.
You know, well, but I mean, look, Don, it looks like it's you know, we're preparing, you know, for that fall. Bump that we're going to have, because we talked last week, we're already starting to see the transition. You know, we're starting on some of the interior islands, working the points, working some of the interior oyster reefs. We're already starting to see some of those 18 to 20 inch trout show back up. So, you know, the days are getting shorter. We've talked in the years past that I believe it's more about the photo period than it is temperatures or anything else. Those fish know the days are getting shorter and they're starting to move back in.
I agree. And, you know, you guys, where you're located in the central part of the state, you get to the transition before everybody else does, so it's not far off. And if somebody wants to get in on it, let's tell them how to get a hold of realscreamers.com. That's one way. Just go right on the Internet. How else can they get you?
Yeah, well, they can also find me on your site while they're breezing around all that information you've got posted, or you can do 225-937-6288. But we won't be there this weekend. We won't have any bait. We're moving one into LSU campus. So we got the wonderful days of moving into college dorms.
Congratulations. A new Tiger coming to Baton Rouge. It's good news. Thanks for the report, Darryl. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Have a great day, Don.
All right, there he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter. All right, we come back after the top of the hour break. We got more reports. Butch Ridgdale, kayak report, going to talk about fishing the ride and the bull. If you want to get a chance at doing it, he's got some tips for you. Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, and, of course, our guy that was born on the bayou, they claim. I'm not so sure about that. We'll have to check with him again. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. All that coming up right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.